come in, and I learned something. And I love learning new things. I'm still anxious about that stuff. That didn't get rid of it. My anxiety is still there. But thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Always a pleasure to have you in here. Thank you, Melissa. It's 8 o'clock on the Noggin at WRJN. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel launched a wave of airstrikes across Gaza today in its heaviest assault since a ceasefire took effect in January. Prime Minister Netanyahu blames a lack of progress on hostage talks. Correspondent Remy Innocencio reports from Tel Aviv.
The fragile ceasefire, barely 2 months old, was shattered in the early hours of the morning as the Israeli military launched dozens of airstrikes up and down the Gaza Strip. The injured and the dead rushed by the hundreds to barely functioning hospitals. Babies, children, and the elderly treated wherever doctors could find space.
Gaza's health ministry says more than 400 people have been killed. This Israeli in Tel Aviv is disappointed.
I think it's disastrous. Because we have our kidnapped people sitting there. It will not bring anything good.
Ending the war in Ukraine expected to be the focus of a phone call today between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. Correspondent Holly Williams is in Kyiv.
President Trump says he'll discuss land and power plants with Vladimir Putin on their call today. Russia's occupying around 20% of Ukraine and has laid claim to even more.
A week-long space mission that turned into more than 9 months is almost over. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams are headed home from the ISS in a SpaceX capsule. Splashdown expected off the Florida coast around 6 p.m. Eastern, and after that, British astronaut Tim Peake.
The first couple of days are going to be fairly rough because your body is adjusting very rapidly to gravity. There might be some nausea, some dizziness, some vertigo.
A judge here in the U.S. has ordered Prince Harry's immigration record to be made public today.
In his memoir, Prince Harry admitted using cocaine and other drugs when he was younger. Drug use wouldn't have automatically disqualified him for his U.S. visa. Lying about it might prove another matter. President Trump has suggested he wouldn't push for deportation, telling the New York Post last month, Harry's got enough problems with that, quote, terrible wife. Wife Meghan has been a vocal critic of Trump. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrissey's threatening legal action after the Mountaineers men's team missed out on a trip to the NCAA tournament.
This was a miscarriage of justice. This stinks. At the highest level.
The governor's asked the state attorney general to open an investigation into the league selection committee to find out whether members made backdoor deals. A surprise loss to last place Colorado dashed the Mountaineers' hopes of playing in the big dance this year. S&P futures down 16, Dow futures off 95. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. In-person absentee voting for the April 1st election starts today. You can find voting information at myvote.wi.gov. You can learn about candidates through video interviews on the Racine County I website. The Racine Common Council will vote tonight on possibly overriding Mayor Corey Mason's veto last week. The changes would have shifted committee appointment power from the mayor to the council president. A two-thirds majority is required for the override to succeed. Senator Tammy Baldwin is on a statewide tour. Her Racine stop location Thursday has yet to be announced. A 43-year-old registered sex offender in Racine has been arrested for allegedly filming children at the Gilmore School. It happened outside the school March 5th. Paul Shelton faces multiple charges, including failing to update his sex offender information and photographing a minor without consent. And Thursday at 6, Friday at 1. Those are the broadcast start times for the upcoming state basketball tournament games. Two Racine teams are in contention. The Prairie School tips first, then Park. We'll also air the final games if a local team gets in. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More troubles for the Brewers pitchers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Mariners 14-8 in spring training. Brewers starter Tobias Myers is out now with a strained oblique muscle and will likely miss the start of the season. But Pat Murphy says he thinks Abner Uribe could fill that spot. They are also very pleased with the progress Brandon Woodruff is showing coming back from shoulder surgery. NBA, the Bucks begin a five-game road trip out west tonight against the Golden State Warriors, but it will be without center Jericho Sims. He had to have surgery yesterday for a torn ligament in his right thumb. It happened Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims will be out at least a month. The Bucks have lost four of their last six games. Damian Lillard says it's tough to play team offense when opponents get physical.
It's a tough balance. In your mind, you're like, all right, I might have to dominate and try to take over this 4 or 5 minute stretch, and then you don't want to go against, you know, what the team is kind of preaching. So it's definitely a tough balance.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Watching a storm system that will bring rain and a few thunderstorms tomorrow, and then rain will change to some snow tomorrow night into Thursday. There could be some minor accumulation and possibly some slick roads Thursday morning. Today, clouds in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Whenever there's a plane crash in this country, the news media love to use the term miracle, don't they? Like, if a plane crashes and no one is killed, they say it was a miracle that no one was killed. If a plane crashes and a few people are killed, they say it was a miracle that more people weren't killed. If a plane crashes and there's only one survivor, they say it was a miracle that that person survived. If a plane crashes and everybody is killed, they say it was a miracle the plane just missed hitting that warehouse on the ground. If the plane hits the warehouse, they say it was a miracle it didn't hit an hour earlier when it was crowded with people. And if it hits when it's crowded with people and everybody is killed, they go and find that guy that missed the flight by 5 minutes. They say it was a miracle he got a flat tire on the way to the airport. Remember that one plane just disappeared a couple years ago, that Malaysian thing? I don't have a fear of flying, but I do have a fear of just disappearing someday. Where's Dennis? Nobody knows. He was sitting in that chair a couple of months ago. Nobody's seen him since.
Still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up.
Johnny V. Come back when you grow up, girl. It's 810 local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. I got a chuckle out of this. What's something you secretly hate about your significant other, but you'd never tell them? Someone asked people on Reddit. The responses are pretty good, too. Like the one guy who said his wife thinks she's got a good singing voice, so she sings loudly around the house and confidently, and he just has to deal with it. One said the spouse can't take criticism. Once one woman said her husband's dumb, said her husband's really a sweet guy. She loves him a lot, but you can't have an intelligent conversation with him. Guys, no matter what you think about your wife, remember one thing.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. Yeah. It's you she's thinking of. And she told me what to say. Yeah. She said she loves you. And you know that can't be bad.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Quiet and blue like the sky. And if I can't find my way back home, it just wouldn't be fair. Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Baby, it's you on my mind. Your love is so. Yeah.
1972, the year, Precious and Few, Climax. It's 8:15, make it 8:16. Local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. We're looking for some cloudy weather today with a high near 50. Cloudy tonight, lows around 41. Mostly rain tomorrow. Yeah, highs near 49 degrees. They said snow, too. I don't think it will. Not 49 degrees is not going to stick, so don't worry. Sunshine, it's 44 degrees now at Radio Park. This is odd, but it's true. A woman showed up at the ER. They scanned her abdomen, and they realized she had a shot glass lodged inside her bladder. It had been there for 4 years. Surgeons removed the shot glass. She was in and out of the hospital in 2 days. How did it get there? How do you swallow a shot glass? Odd. But apparently it's true.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Conan O'Brien crushed it. It seems he was the host the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences longed for when it comes to hosting the Oscars. People have picked apart past hosts' performances, but reviews for Conan's emceeing skills were overwhelmingly positive. His reward? Conan will host the 98th annual Oscar Awards next March 15th. The talk show host was asked about coming back and said the only reason he's returning next year is so he can hear Adrian Brody finish his speech. He might have to extend that another year. You gotta love when someone makes a documentary about a controversy that hasn't even been decided yet, such is the case with the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal battle. The documentary He Said, She Said, Blake Lively versus Justin Baldoni, is available to watch in the UK on 5 Channel, but those in the US who couldn't care less will have to wait until March 30th. First, when it will drop on Max and Discovery Plus. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by. Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms. WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Out. favorite drummer in the 1960s played that song. Even me. Wipeout. The Safaris. It's 822. Local news. Timeless Hits. WRJN. We are becoming a soft people. People were asked how they could navigate their local area without GPS. Most people are pretty confident they could do it. 42% said no problem. 35% said they might do okay. 17% said it would be a challenge without GPS. We are getting soft. We got to toughen up a little bit, right? Yeah. Cloudy today with a high near 50 degrees. I love it. Cloudy lows 41 tonight. Rain likely tomorrow with a high near 49. Right now, there's sun and some clouds. 44 degrees here at Radio Park. Here comes the strawberry alarm clock, incense, and peppermints.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun spots, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and peppermints, the color of time.
We'll be right back. Temptations, My Girl, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, home of the Racine Raiders. Every Saturday night, they're back beginning May 3rd. And don't forget, high school basketball coming up Thursday. Number 1, Bonduelle will take on number 4, Prairie School, pregame 6 p.m., a tip-off 6:35. And then we've got another game on Friday, number 1 rated Park versus number 4 rated Cedarburg, pregame 1 p.m., and the tip-off is 1:35 p.m. Thursday and Friday, high school basketball as we get down to the state finals here on WRJN. Don't forget, we've got the Raiders. I'm so excited about having them back here at WRJN every Saturday night beginning May 3rd. So a professor out in California is suing his students, taking them to court. They allegedly cheated on his exams. Now, the suit claims the students engaged in copyright infringement by posting the midterm and final exam online. I wonder if it's a law a law class. Teach them a lesson in law. It's 8:30 on the nose. Let's check news of the morning. See what's going on in this great, big, beautiful world of ours. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today's the first day of in-person absentee voting for the April 1st election. You can find all that voting information at myvote.wi.gov. Once you find out where and how you can vote, check out the Racine County Eye to find out more about the people on the ballot. On that website today, video interviews with folks running in Racine. Get to know the candidates at racinecountyeye.com. Tonight, the Racine Common Council faces a big decision as they vote on whether to override Mayor Corey Mason's veto of recent procedural changes. The vetoed amendments would have granted the council president the authority to appoint committee members and to allow the committees to elect their own chairs. The council could override the veto tonight. The issue has sparked debate over the balance of power in city government. That meeting starts at 6 this evening. It's still not known exactly where Senator Tammy Baldwin will be stopping in Racine Thursday. She's off on what she calls a hands-off-my-Medicaid tour. Baldwin claims Republicans want to make changes to Medicaid. However, GOP officials say that's not the case and that they're aiming to reduce waste, fraud, and abuse. And two Racine teams are in the semis, and both games are coming to WRJN. The boys' high school basketball tournament will feature two Racine teams, with the Prairie School taking the court Thursday. We'll have coverage starting at 6 p.m. Park plays Friday with a 1 p.m. broadcast start time. Should either or both teams advance to the finals, those games will air Saturday on these airwaves. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We are watching a storm system that will bring rain and a few thunderstorms tomorrow, and then rain will change to some snow tomorrow night into Thursday. There could be some minor accumulation and possibly some slick roads Thursday morning. Today, clouds in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Baseball is played on the diamond in a park. The baseball park.
Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, sometimes called Soldier Field or War Memorial Stadium.
Baseball begins in the spring, the season of new life.
Football begins in the fall when everything is dying. In football, you wear a helmet.
In baseball, you wear a cap.
Football is concerned with downs. What down is it?
Baseball is concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. He's up.
In football, you receive a penalty.
In baseball, you make an error.
Whoops.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying.
cost, I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Jonathan Edwards, Sunshine, local news, timeless hits, WRJN 835 on a Tuesday morning. Almost a Thursday, Tuesday morning. All right, ever wonder if your waiter or waitress secretly hates you? Well, the answer is probably. And here's why. You stack your plates, which I thought you're doing them a favor, but I guess it's too heavy to carry that way. You let your kids misbehave. You make a huge mess at the table. You talk on your phone when they're trying to communicate with you. Or you leave your phone out on the table when they're trying to put plates and glasses down there. So does your waiter or waitress secretly hate you? I would say yes. Right now, we've got sunshine, 44 degrees at Radio Park with the Beach Boys.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way. I got a dance. Take it off good. With my chick by my side, the radio does the trick.
I love the dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard on the floor.
Dance, 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 right there.
The beat's really hard.
Dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard. Dance, 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 yeah.
All right. Show up.
Yeah.
take a good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Shannon, put a little love in your heart. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Today's the beginning of the baseball season. Baseball, apple pie, and the Tokyo Dome. That was the first game. When we were sleeping, the game was played. I think the Dodgers played, and I can't think of the other team who played. Anyway, opening day in Tokyo, Japan today. People make fun of the New York Mets. When the Major League Baseball stadiums are ranked by how many lighthouses to within 25 miles of each of a lighthouse, City Field, home of the New York Mets, came out number one. The Mets' home park has 25 lighthouses within 25 miles. Nine teams have no lighthouses within that range. And strangely enough, the Colorado Rockies in the middle of Colorado have one lighthouse. Yeah, it's probably some guy's house, they said, but they counted it anyway. All right. Cloudy sky today. Highs 50 right now, sunny and 44 here at Radio Park.
Nothing you can take can tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together.
Sits here.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan, Andre Scamma, treasurer.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for clouds today with a high near 50. Right now it is sunny. It's 45 degrees here at Radio Park. Well, here's a viral trend. What if the last thing you texted would go on your tombstone? So many people are sharing the last text on Twitter to show just how embarrassing it would be to be their eternal legacy. I think mine would be good because I texted my wife something this morning. And I think I texted her something real sweet. So I think that would be nice to have on my tombstone. I mean, there are times where I text things which I shouldn't be texting, and I don't want on my tombstone. Yeah. I just want some pepperoni and sausage on my tombstone. Remember that commercial? It's 8:49. Here's Dion of the Belmonts, Teenager in Love.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. Cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a
WRJN?
Oh,
listen to Playboys. Everybody loves a clown. 854 at WRJN. A study found the more you look at a face, the more attractive you think it is. So even if your first impression is that someone is ugly, keep looking at them long enough and you'll change your mind. See, that's my problem. I got to keep people looking at me for longer periods of time. That's where I went wrong. All right. Here's Glenn Campbell at WRJN.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat full low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Remember Glenn Campbell had a TV show? Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour. That was pretty good for its time. I like that. 3 minutes in front of 9 o'clock at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And finally this morning, according to a study, the sexiest job for men is accountant. That's right. CEO finished second, doctor third, disc jockey came in fourth. I just threw disc jockey in there. We should have been higher on the list, but you take a look at DJs these days. Maybe that's the right place for us. Not on the list. Hey, Dan Mark is coming up next with his Wax Museum. Kurt Baumann at 2 o'clock. Chris Morrow at 6 o'clock. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they called her Dawn. Hang on.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. World leaders are urging a return to the negotiating table after Israeli airstrikes ended a two-month ceasefire in Gaza overnight. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu blames a breakdown in hostage release talks. Palestinian lawmaker Mustafa Barghouti.
He is conducting these airstrikes knowing very well that they could